Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for Dean Richards' Entertainment Report. How you doing, Dean?
Excellent.
Let's begin with something that we don't like to see. Movie theaters closing, and now it's, what is it, ArcLight?
Yeah, the ArcLight Theaters, which is, it's actually a pretty big company. It's actually Pacific Theaters, which owns the ArcLight Theaters. I don't think we have any Pacific theaters in the Chicago area, but across the country, and particularly on the West Coast, they do. And the ArcLight Theaters in Hollywood is, it's a famous theater on Sunset Boulevard. In 2015, they opened an ArcLight Theater modeled after that theater here in Chicago at North and Clybourne, and then opened another one in Glenview. And yesterday, the owner of it all, Pacific Theater Company, announced that the ArcLight cinemas around the country, including our Chicago area ones, will not be reopening after the pandemic. They never even opened to limited capacities once it became, somewhat safe with the protocol. The chain has been closed since March of last year. And the company issued a one-paragraph statement. That's all they're saying. Saying that this was not the outcome that we wanted, but despite a huge effort that exhausted all potential options, the company does not have a viable way forward. So it is over, sadly, for the ArcLight Theaters, which was, very modern, very luxurious. All the ArcLight Theaters had kind of restaurant bars attached to them. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first theater chains with automated, ticket purchasing and choosing your own seats. They had very comfortable seating in all of their many theaters. I think there were like 15, 17 theaters at the facility at North Avenue and Clybourne. So, but as you said, too, we don't want to see theaters closing permanently. We want to see them reopening.
Right. And they also had a theater in Glenview. And I know they experimented for a while with employees sort of greeting people in the theaters. And it seemed that they went a step above in terms of customer service.
Yeah, that's what ArcLight was all about, all based on what they did at their theater on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. They were trying to recapture that magic. They had a lot of movie memorabilia in their theaters. I mean, it was much more than your normal Cineplex kind of experience when you went to an ArcLight theater. So I'm sad to see them going.
But I'm happy that apparently the Tivoli, the old Tivoli Theater in downtown Downers Grove, is reopening on Thursday with that Godzilla Kong movie. So that's good news.
It's so funny that Godzilla and Kong seem to be the saviors of movie theaters. So that's the one. We wondered what it would take people to get back to a theater during the pandemic.
Yeah,
turns out it's a giant ape and a giant lizard.
Need something big. Well, this will make you feel old. Macaulay Culkin is a dad, isn't he?
Yeah, I still picture him in my mind as the kid splashing aftershave lotion on his face in the movie Home Alone. That's like 30 years ago now, so I guess I ought to catch up with the times. But he announced yesterday that he and his girlfriend, who is also an actress, her name is Brenda Song. She had a baby boy. They are the parents of the little man. Baby was born on April the 5th. The baby's name is Dakota Song Culkin, who is named for Macaulay's sister, who was killed when she was hit by a car back in 2008. So they met on the set of a movie in Thailand, a movie called Changeland. They've been a couple for 4 years now, and he couldn't be happier. And mom and Little Dakota, both are doing very well.
More movie news, and this is a story involving Will Smith. What's he up to?
Well, he was about to begin filming a new movie, a runaway slave drama called Emancipation. Was supposed to film it in June, and it was supposed to be filmed in the state of Georgia. And Will Smith and the director of the movie, Anton Fuqua, have announced they will not be filming their new movie in the state of Georgia because of the new voting laws that have just been enacted in that state. Will Smith said in a statement that we cannot in good conscience provide economic support to a government that enacts regressive voting laws designed to restrict voter access. So they haven't announced where they will be filming right now, but this film, Major League Baseball's moving of the All-Star Game, a number of other events and corporations announcing that they are going to be boycotting the state of Georgia as well. The momentum seems to be building a little bit with regard to this.
The controversy rolls on, and we know a little bit more about what the Oscars will look like this year. What have they announced?
Yeah, they announced a little bit about what how the show is going to be run this year. This will be the third straight year that there will not be a host for the show. They announced they're saying that the show itself is going to be put together like a movie, and there's going to be a cast that'll sort of be running the show, a cast of 15 stars who will be doing all of the presenting duties instead of a parade of celebrities like they normally have. It's just going to be 15 different people who will include last year's major acting winners, Joaquin Phoenix, Renee Zellweger, Brad Pitt, and Laura Dern. The nominated songs are not going to be performed on the show itself this year. They will be performed on a pre-show this year. That's going to be broadcast from several different locations, a couple of locations in the Los Angeles area, a couple of locations in Europe, in the UK, and in Paris. The Oscars are going to be April 25th this year, or 24th. I'm sorry, 25th is correct. And so we're less than 2 weeks away from that now.
Okay, Dean, who is apologizing today?
It is Hank Azaria, who does many of the voices on the Simpsons. One of the voices that he has done since 1990 has been the convenience store owner Apu. And Hank Azaria is now apologizing for doing that voice, saying that he feels like he needs to go around to every single Indian person in the country and apologizing for reinforcing racial stereotypes. He said that he read about it. He spoke to people who knew a lot about racism. He spoke to lots of Indian people and went to seminars. And it's just very sorry that he helped to perpetuate this. He is white and has been doing the character voice, as I said, for like 30 years now, and said that he definitely will be stepping down from doing that character.
These are different times. Whether they're better or worse is a matter of some debate. The celebrity real estate listings, you have a lot of them, you say.
I do. Huh? I have several. You know, real estate is so red hot right now, but celebrity real estate, it's just flying off the wall. Ellen DeGeneres, for example, just sold the house that she and Portia de Rossi live in. It's a five-bedroom, 12-bathroom home. Mansion is really a better way to put it. Sold it for $47 million. She made a $5 million profit on this house. She paid $42 million to Maroon 5's Adam Levine just a few years ago for that. Also, Madonna just dropped $19.3 million for the California estate that was owned by The Weeknd. Singer called The Weeknd. He paid $18 million for it. Madonna pays $19.3 million, so The Weeknd gets a nice little profit. 12,000 square feet, Bob, seven bedrooms, 9.5 baths on 3 acres.
You know what? All I can think about is you collect so much stuff, so much junk. The more space you have, the more you hang on to.
Right.
And that's no good.
Imagine how many more silver dollar surveys I would have kept if I had had 12,000 square feet to store it in.
That's why you want to be a minimalist and get a studio apartment.
So those two are sold. But if you want to get in on the action, Tom Cruise. I just got this hot listing, Bob. Tom Cruise. is selling his 320-acre mountain ranch in Telluride, Colorado, and it's a steal for $39.5 million. This one is only 11,000 square feet of living space, only four bedrooms and six bathrooms. You can pretty much guarantee that if there are any couches in the house that he jumped on them like he did on Oprah's show. And the actual listing says that this is the home where he spent quality time with his kids and much of his marriage to actress Katie Holmes.
Well, I love Telluride, but I wouldn't be able to afford lift tickets if I bought that house. Tell us about this YouTube record that BTS set.
Yeah, BTS is the Korean boy band, the super group that they break every record that comes along. And this song is their latest record breaker. Their global smash hit called Dynamite, and just yesterday it crossed over 1 billion views on YouTube. Song's only been out for 8 months, but 1 billion views on YouTube. Now, when this song first came out, in the first 24 hours, it scored 101 million views on YouTube. It's YouTube's biggest video debut of all time, but this is now the third billion view mark that BTS has crossed. Their song Boy With Love and their song DNA also are a billion viewers, I guess you might call them, on YouTube. And also in BTS news, because I know, you know, people who are fans of the group BTS love listening to BS on WGN in the morning.
Sure.
If only your middle initial was T, you could be the original BTS. BTS is going to be doing another one of what they call their Bang Bang Cons, which is a live stream of past concerts and fan events. It's like everything you would want if you're a BTS fan. And, you know, your kids and your grandkids, I guarantee you, are probably into this. It's going to be this coming Saturday at the very convenient time of 1 a.m. Chicago time, because they're doing it in Korea. So it's 1 a.m. here if you want to watch it live. And it's going to be on the BTS YouTube channel.
I don't have a middle name. I always wanted one, so maybe I'll go with Tom or Tony, and then I can be BTS.
Yeah, perfect. Jump on the bandwagon. Get on those coattails.
I will. Thank you, Dean.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Yep.